Okay.
I think you need to put in the LSBs and
right.
in that too, some motion, some response, some not just leave it up to the PDs.
Well,
not all stations have PDs.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I know that at least KPFA doesn't currently have a program director. It has an assistant manager who sort of makes decisions about programming, but I don't think...
we want to encourage that.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to encourage that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think the you know, I believe that Arlene will understand what we mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could just probably say it to the management of the stations rather than program directors of the station.
Okay, can we get input from station management?
Station management.
Yeah.
Appropriate station management.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Appropriate station management.
Can we add also the LSBs?
No, why get us involved?
Because the LSBs are supposed to represent the community, and I assume that the community in some of these cities are going to be involved in this.
But then you're waiting for the LSBs to meet and this to come up on their agenda, which might take 2 or 3 months.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, my feeling is
I forgot that small detail.
You know, if we're recommending that Pacifica carry something,
yeah, but
you know,
you
I believe the people we should talk to are Pacifica managers.
Yeah. But the LSB doesn't make decisions about programming.
People are free to forward this motion to your LSBs, and
right.
You know, I recommend that you do stay in contact with your LSBs about the fabulous stuff that we do here. But, you know, I don't know that they would have a role in planning a broadcast.
Okay, how about just the program council then with the manager? Because if you have a manager that's not enthusiastic about doing something like this, then it's going to get killed real quick. So have some more witnesses around.
Well, that's kind of a harsh way to put it. How about
I know,
saying,
I'm sorry.
Well, it's accurate.
Know, please. Let's try to be nice. We request that the ED get input from appropriate station management and programming bodies. How about that?
Great.
You know, look, this is, you know, Arlene's baby, you know, or position. If one of the stations doesn't want to do it, she's going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, my opinion is Arlene's a competent and intelligent woman, and she will, if she thinks this is a good thing to do, she'll try to make it happen. And we don't have to like dot every, you know, we don't have to like
right.
outline everything.
Jamie, in your written expression, can you use that expression that Benito said to give the people a sense, of hope of.
Hope
for jobs and immigration and what else was it?
And that we can save and extend the gains made since 2008.
The thing you'd want to do, Benito, I guess I'd leave this in your lap. You would probably have a better chance of getting a good result if you were in contact with Arlene around this and providing her with documentation from the organization, which she could then use to, you know, talk to the station people. I don't know what our putting this in a motion here is going to affect in anything.
Well,
you know,
I think
we've identified the event. People know the event we're talking about. I think we have a nice, I don't, you know.
Yeah, the only thing you could add is the website, URL, One Nation.
One Nation Working Together.
Okay, so I'll add the URL.
OneNationWorkingTogether.org.
Right.
And
okay.
I'm sure their website is going to get more stuff on it. I'm just saying, as of tonight, you know, like.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Okay.
There's hardly anything there.
This is somewhat off topic.
Look, I suspect it's something our station would be interested in, and all you know, a lot of the programmers are interested in this kind of thing, and they would be covering it. I'm sure Amy Goodman will cover it, and I'm sure FSRN is going to cover it. So this is, you know, this is not a stretch that, you know, there's going to be zero interest.
We need more. FSX is 30 minutes. I mean, come on, that's nothing. That's very little.
A quick question. We're talking about doing special programming, but I'm sure they're planning, you know, this is on their radar as something to do, something that they want to cover.
Yeah, I think Kim's point is that asking the stations to look into broadcasting this is like maybe they're going to do it anyway. We're not asking them to do something that they're not going to want to do.
Well, you know, is FSRN going to cover it all day, or are they going to do a special hour or 2 hours? You know, those are the kinds of things. You know, if you say to the programming, you know, each station, well, you have to going to preempt everything for the day, they might not like that. If they, you know, do a special show for 2 hours or 1 hour or 3 hours, I don't know. You know, those are what everybody needs to work out about how to do this.
Okay, well, can I read the language that we have and we can decide whether we support this motion and go forward?
Can I ask a very quick question first? This is Sasha.
Sasha, hi.
Yeah, so there is no national, you know, program director, as it were, coordinator or anything else. Have things traditionally ended up in the executive director's lap then having to do with programming decisions? How has that been working?
Well, we asked John. John L. Mello was on the call. He may still be. He's been involved in some, you know, covering national events. So I don't know. I don't think the national office can. Whether the national office, well, there's no program director. I'm sure Arlene would be interested in helping with this, but it takes a buy-in from the station.
Could I also weigh in on that question?
Yes.
What has been happening recently is that a station has assumed responsibility for the programming and taken the steps necessary to do the broadcast, including when Berkeley has done it, to raise the money to do it. So since most of the stations are hurting, it's probably will have to be divided. Also, demos in D.C., like the Winter Soldier, was done out of Berkeley, because if my understanding is correct, at the time the equipment in D.C. was inadequate. Jim can say something about what the state of the equipment is at this point, but in other instances, I know that at least one demo was aired from PFW 2 or 3 years ago. So maybe it's back up to snuff, and it's just a matter of getting the right combination of people near or already in D.C. in order to be able to do the broadcast.
Point of information, it was my equipment, and I did the engineering for Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Well,
and you did it out of D.C., right?
Yeah. Well, Silver Spring. That's where Winter Soldier was. The first Winter Soldier. The second one was Winter Soldier on the Hill. And I think that there may have been some later ones that were done out of other places, but I don't know if we covered them live.
I just wanted to respond quickly again. One more point to Sasha's question about national programming staff. Just to let you know, I've tried to word this statement kind of delicately, you know, and generally, so that A, we don't raise any hackles unnecessarily, and B, we're basically covering all the different parties that could be involved.
Okay.
Sort of, you know, with sensitivity to that there is this dynamic at Pacifica of the national versus the stations.
Right.
You know, we don't want to poke any dogs with sticks. We're just interested in having something happen.
Yeah.
So could I read the language here?
Please.
Okay, and we'll see if we like it, we can adopt this and then move on or whatever. Okay, the program committee, the Pacifica program committee recommends that Pacifica National Office and its stations look into the One Nation Working Together events of October 2nd, 2010. And as appropriate, organized programming and promotion around the national D.C. rally and local rallies. Further, we request the ED discuss this with FSRN to determine their involvement in the possibility of working together and we request that the ED return with the cost estimate. And we request that the ED get input from appropriate station management and programming bodies to determine the level of interest in carrying this. And then the URLs at the bottom.
Sounds great.
So is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I want to, with the purpose of giving people a sense of hope concerning these jobs and immigration reform.
Well, we don't need to editorialize. I mean, I think that's...
Well, what are you suggesting, Nancy?
Just one more sentence, that's all. With the
and what sentence are you suggesting?
Give people a sense of hope.
Okay, well, I would argue against putting that in. It's, you know, we're basically asking them to cover this, but do people want to include the sentence, give people a sense of hope?
I think if we put the name of the event, that might achieve that, putting America back to work, pulling America back together.
Oh, isn't it called One Nation Working Together?
Yeah,
yes,
but
that's what the project is called, but the theme is
right.
Putting America...
Okay, so what's the name, Putting America...
Putting America Back to Work, Pulling America Back Together.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, there's civil rights and human rights.
And immigration reform.
Immigration reform. I think those words should be in there. Jobs.
Okay. Well, do people want to... So let me get the words from... What's the name of the actual event? Again,
the
I'm
name
sorry.
Of it, the event is...
One Nation Working Together.
And then the subtitle is Putting America Back to Work, Pulling America Back Together. October 2nd, Washington, D.C.
Okay. You know, we can put that in there. I don't think it's really going to have any effect on... the outcome.
This is Rufina. If we're going to do that, to be politically correct, we would have to put a lot of words in there to give a true representation for hope for all kinds of, for the different communities. So I think it's enough to say something's going on October 2nd. It's specific to this event. I would prefer to keep it specific to this event. And not try to insert additional stuff.
Okay, well then, I've added, so program committee recommends specific national office and stations look into the One Nation Working Together events of October 2nd, 2010, entitled One Nation Working Together, Putting America Back to Work, Putting America Back Together, and...
Pulling.
I was thinking of Humpty Dumpty. Okay, pulling America back together, and then blah blah. The rest of the motion is the same. So, would people be happy with that?
I still would like to have immigration reform, civil rights, human rights,
okay,
jobs.
Okay,
but
well let's
we don't know if that's even in there. You're
oh,
making
really?
That up. That's not what they're saying on their website at
yeah.
this point.
Oh,
I do have to say I know that those are the four demands, but you're
well,
right.
You know what?
That it's not on the website yet.
This is not a wise use of our time. I don't think this is a wise use of our time. If do people want to,
I call the question.
We could bring
Let's
that to
a
vote. We could bring that to a vote. Do people want to include those four items in this motion?
Okay.
I don't think it accomplishes anything as far
right,
as what we're trying to do here. But if you want to, you can. Okay. So who would like to include those four words in this motion? Let's go. Anybody? Is there any interest in that?
Yes, Nancy.
Okay, so Kim, I'll just go through the roll. Kim, is this a yes or a no?
No.
Okay, Leslie?
Let me pass for the
you
moment.
You passed. Okay, Nancy is a yes.
Wes.
Wesley?
I'll pass.
Okay. Benito?
Well, I personally would like, I think it's a good idea to put those four demands on there, but I don't want to...
Yes or no.
I would say yes, assume, yeah.
Okay,
but I'm going to go with whatever we decide.
Okay, Alberto? Alberto's not here. Jim?
No.
No, okay. Jamie is going to vote no. Rufina?
I'm going to vote no.
No. Afia?
No.
Okay. Kimmery?
No.
And Sasha?
No.
Okay. So we voted that one.
Jamie, I've been on the call. I'm sorry. I vote no, too. Sorry.
Oh,
this is Sharam.
Oh, hi.
Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry. I joined in late, but I didn't want to interrupt you guys, so I've been listening to it. Okay.
Okay,
sorry.
That's good. So we're going to vote no on that. So we got rid of that. So basically,
this is Leslie. I passed, but I'd like to register a no vote.
Register a no vote. Okay. Well, the motion fails. It doesn't, whatever you guys. Okay. So anyway, so then the motion as it stands, which I've already read it to you, is there any objection to that? Good. Okay, so we will forward this to Arlene, and people are welcome to forward it to their LSBs or...
So you'll send it out?
Yes.
Jamie, one last thing?
Yes.
First of all, you're going to send it to Arlene, but you'll send us each a copy of that as well?
Yes.
And then number two, I was wondering if I could get any volunteers to help me work on this with Arlene.
Okay.
Was that Tim? Who said okay?
Nancy said yes.
Nancy, okay, so
I'll help. I'll see what I can do.
Nancy, Kim, and Benito. Excellent.
Oh, I appreciate this, everybody.
All right, so I'll
and I assume that I can get all the emails.
Yes.
How do I get the emails?
I'll send them to you, but you can actually respond to the National Programming Yahoo email. Wait, sorry about the dog. And then you can respond to that. If you hit reply all to my emails of today, that'll put you on the Yahoo group.
Yeah, but I was just thinking in terms of I got two people that volunteered to help work with me.
Send you my email on that thing, okay?
Thanks.
Sure.
Okay, and so that's good. So we have a working group. Excellent. Okay, now the next item is policy for on-air time for organizations.
Can I just say something? Hooray,
yeah.
We passed something. Hooray.
Yeah, first of all, before we go forward, it's 10 p.m. Let's try to get this done by 10:30. Are people fine with that? And we also need a date for our next meeting.
Maybe we
should do that first?
Yes, why don't we do that first? So let me pull up the fabulous KPFTX. See what's going on in September. Okay. Well, if we were to follow our current plan, we would meet on September 23rd or September 30th. Either we meet on the 4th or the last Thursday.
Can we do the 3rd? I mean the 23rd?
Yeah. So,
what day of the week is that?
Thursday. Those are both Thursdays.
Okay.
I think September 30th is too close to the next PMB meeting, so they're meeting on Friday. Some of us will be on the road.
Right.
They're meeting on when?
Friday
October
the 1st.
October 1st, yes.
Okay, so let's go for Thursday the 23rd.
Okay.
Well, no, they won't. Oh, will they be back? Yeah, okay. We're cool. Okay, yeah.
We're cool?
I was thinking that was Halloween, but for the month.
No, this is September.
Right, I know. I got that, yeah.
It's probably another day.
Yeah.
Okay, so September the 23rd. Well, that was good.
No, it's the 30th. No, when is the PNB?
Mm-mm. The PNB is October 1st. So if
the
30th,
okay.
It's too close. So we
have to meet
the 23rd, which
yeah,
is better because it's sooner.
So that PNB meeting is what, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, well.
Don't they have a lot of fun
happy.
On the PNB. They get to go to all these cool meetings.
Yeah, but they can't go to their local rally.
Oh, right. Well, well, maybe they can sneak out.
Yeah, maybe they can sneak out. They're going to need to sneak out.
Yeah, you bet. You
they can do a Pacifica delegation to the march.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go on to the next item so that we've set our next meeting. That's good, and we'll try to end by 10:30. We will end at 10:30. So the next item is policy for on-air time for organizations. Now, this is something that Arlene had asked us to discuss a few months ago. And
so do we have that document?
There is no document.
Okay.
It's to best of my
knowledge. But they were proposed.
My knowledge. And I think she was just asking us, what do we think about it?
Right.
And I didn't get the feeling she expected us to come back with a policy. That was my impression, but I'm open to, you know, I think the first thing that would be probably worth doing is just have an open discussion amongst us about this concept and see where we stand and what issues we don't, you know, what more information we would need in order for a policy to be written.
My recollection is basically, the same as what Jamie's saying.
Does that sound like a good plan, folks? We'll just, I don't expect us to write a policy in the next half an hour.
Let me make sure. We're talking about underwriting, or are we talking about health?
No, this is for organizations like Sierra Club or NAACP or any kind of organization having airtime as that organization, not as a person who happens to be part of it, but actually that organization. I believe that's what she was talking about.
Well, I
so I would let's take a stack first.
Okay, Kim, unless somebody else wants to.
Okay, Kim will be on the stack. Is there anybody else who would like
Ifea.
To? Okay, let me just write down your names here so I don't get mixed up. Kim, Afia.
No, put Afia first. I've talked too much.
Okay, Afia, Kim. And then anybody else on the stack for this item?
Benito.
Okay. Any other? Any other takers?
Don't know yet.
Jim, maybe.
Jim, maybe. Okay. All right. Well, then why don't we start with Afia?
I think that that we need to get more. Two things come to mind. We need to get more information about whether the interest in having. Well, I don't know. If the policy is just to say that it can be done. I don't know that there's a policy in place at the moment that says it can't be done. In fact, I don't think that there is. So is there are we propounding a solution that's in search of a problem?
Mm-hmm.
One, and two, how do we figure out what organization as opposed to another that would be permitted to have a program or not.
Right.
So I think this is, again, one of those major policy issues that before a specific policy can be written, the general policy has to be addressed by the PMV.
The general policy. When you say general policy?
The general policy is whether or not the current practice is going to be changed.
Okay. How to choose. So is there an interest in changing the common? Is there an interest in changing?
The question. Well.
Okay, that's good. Current practice. Okay, so Afia, you're all done.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next is up is Kim.
I'm not sure there can be a complete. Well, let me say, Counter Spin is one of my favorite programs. Is everybody familiar with that? It's produced by Fair and Accurate Reporting.
Fair and Accuracy in Reporting.
Right. I love that program. And that's produced by somebody.
An organization.
We don't produce that. They certainly comply with the mission statement. Now, we just recently got another program in here produced by the Sierra Club. I don't even like that program, and I'm not sure in the food chain of environmental groups if Sierra Club is pure. You know, some of them are really compromised by having, like, really strange people. people from BP on their boards, you know, they have a policy of like, well, let's try and work with these people that are, like, raping us. And so, you know, besides the fact that I don't even think it's a good program, maybe some people do, I don't know, it's a little soft for me, but I don't know. You know, one we like, one we don't like. So, I don't know that you can make a hard and fast policy other than these places need to comply with certain guidelines. And, you know. And also, I'm curious about cost. You know, how much does it cost? How much do we pay fair as opposed to how much does it cost to produce in-house this?
Do we pay fair?
No, it's free.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Sierra Club free?
I don't know about Sierra Club's program.
Yeah.
Yes, it's free. Yes, it's free.
Okay, well, there we go with that. So in that sense, it's a good deal, you know.
I have a quick question. I guess I'll wait till it's my turn. Okay. So,
this is Leslie. I'd like to be on the stack also.
Okay, Leslie.
Sasha would like to be on the stack.
Who was that?
Sasha.
Okay. Very good. Okay, next up we have Benito.
All right. Well, first of all, I don't know what the current policy is around the network, but we have some concrete situations here at PFW, so I'll just talk about that, and that's part of why I'm interested and pushing it or further and getting some clarity on this issue. Anyway, we have a situation where, for instance, we have, I forgot the exact name of the show, but a show that's put on by the Chesapeake Action Network. It's the climate something. So anyway, it deals with environmental issues and pollution and things of that sort. And like they're covering the oil spill a lot lately. And it's a great show. I like the show. It's a great show. But the bottom line is that it's being produced by a particular organization, and they say that straight up. And then we have another show, which I also, which is one of my favorite shows. Africa Now is produced and hosted by they got two staff people from TransAfrica. The producer works for TransAfrica, and the host also works for TransAfrica. And I don't know how they slice it. You know, is the show being produced by TransAfrica or not? But the bottom line is that's where it comes from. This is a TransAfrica show. The other one is a Chesapeake Action Network show. Then I would say that I would question to what extent, you know, Gary Null, for instance, he has a Tri-State Something Corporation, you know, it's his corporation, so is his show or shows, are they promote, or is that the Gary Null show, or is it Natural Living, or is that the show that belongs to a particular organization that he happens to be the leader of, you know? So those are just various examples that exist on our station right now. I asked our IPD, if we had a policy around such things, and he said not to his knowledge. Well, he would know. You know, we don't. We don't have a policy. And so now we have an organization that a proposal to put a show on the air, and they have gotten funding to pay part-time or on a contract basis for some media project. And the purpose of that media project is specifically to get a radio show on PFW. Mm-hmm. and they purport themselves to want to promote a show that would be not the show of that organization, but they are saying that it would be a collaborative, so they would put together organizers from different community groups that would alternate as hosts. However, when you look at the proposal, it is clear, and I am very familiar with that organization because I used to be on their board. So when you look at the set of issues that they propose to, push on the show, it's all the issues of that one organization. So I guess the issue for me is, on the one hand, you can promote a show as being the product of, or will be, that the show of a collaborative, what you call a collaborative, and you can put on paper that so and so and so and so from this and that organization are going to, be the alternating host of the show, and they're going to deal with all these various issues. But the bottom line is, this one organization has the resources. They're the ones that say that they are calling these other groups and putting these other groups together. They are the ones that have the media project that would coordinate all this. So what I'm saying is, I think there are a number of issues here. To what extent can you show and in fact prove that something is the product of a collaborative and not a particular organization? Personally, I think that the idea of organizations promoting having their own show, I think is problematic. Because, for instance, if you were to take, let's say, affordable housing, which is what I'm most familiar with, in D.C., we got any number, at least 10, if not more, groups that can say that they are dealing with the issue of affordable housing and tenants' rights. But not all these groups are going to be members of that collaborative. And so if certain groups are part of the collaborative and certain groups are not, so what? Are we setting ourselves up for some kind of suit because PFW is promoting the agenda of particular organizations? And why these particular organizations going to get on to be members of this collaborative and the other ones are not? You see?
I see. That's good. Okay. That's good. That's a lot of good points.
Wesley on the stack, please.
Okay. So thank you, Benito. Let's see. Next on the stack.
You.
No, those are a lot of good points. And actually, it's very interesting to hear the programming at the various stations. I would like to hear the show from Chesapeake Action Network. Okay,
it is a good show.
Next up, we have Jim, who was a maybe.
Yeah, and what I'll say is that two things. One is really, I think what our job is to collate the information and to possibly identify the liabilities or issues in regards to this, and then just like the stuff about underwriting, just pass on what we have collected on to the PNB and let them decide to come up with a policy, if any. I think that's really what we should do, and that's also what I wanted to say about underwriting as well. But in terms of this issue, I think it really has to do with the actual programming that originates on the local stations as opposed to a program such as Counterspin by FAIR, because that's a national show and we can choose either to accept that program or not on our air. So they're not going to change how they do a show to accommodate our wishes for their show. But if it's a show that's on our air, then it's actually something that we have input into, and there are liabilities to us related to what that show does or doesn't do, and some of what an organizational show or a show done by an organization can do is, do they only promote their own events on a show? Do they engage in calls to action for their organization with their radio show? Those are the kinds of issues that need to be addressed by the PNB if it is, in fact, an issue currently at some of the stations which have shows done by specific organizations. So that's basically all I wanted to say.
Okay, that's a good point. Okay, next up we had Leslie.
Yeah, I'm going to
Sorry, Leslie. I guess we have like 10 more minutes. So.
Okay, I'll be as brief as I can. I want to sort of concur with what Jim just said and suggest that at most we form some sort of working group to look into this, because this is really slippery territory here. We could theoretically end up with a program grid of programs by other organizations if we go too far down this path.
Right.
We're going to end up with groups that are pure today and aren't so pure tomorrow. Now, here at K, we have some interesting situations. We have something called the Lawyers Guild Show, which is sponsored by the Lawyers Guild. It's a fascinating show about legal issues. We have Indie Media on the Air, okay, which is our local indie media produces an on-air show. Is that a problem? I don't know if it's another media outlet. We also have David Barsamian's Alternative Radio on our airwaves, which is another media outlet. We have Gary Null as a guest on our overnight show, but we also have Michio Kaku, who, like Gary Null, is very much a one-person promotion process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a Michio Kaku thing. Free speech radio news. If we have, you know, indie media, if we have alternative radio, and we consider those problems, then do we consider free speech radio news a problem? And at the end of that, we have Michael Slate on Beneath the Surface, one of our daily shows. But Michael is the spokesperson for the local RCP, and everybody knows that.
RCP,
now,
what's that?
Revolutionary Communist Party.
Okay.
Now, I have no problem with almost all of these shows, but they all have ties outside the station in one way or another. And, I think anything we craft out of this has to be worded very carefully, because we're going to do away with some of our good shows, or we're going to open the door to huge problems introducing other shows that may not be comfortable as a fit. I don't know that there's a problem here. And I say that because I think there are some problems with underwriting. I think there are some problems with promotion. But I don't think there's a problem with sponsorship, per se. I think the problem is with the promotion that goes on in these shows that have connections outside the station. And I think we need to focus, perhaps, some sort of work group on promotion policies and kind of sidestep the question a little bit of what the connections are. Because I think we're on very slippery territory here, as I started out by saying.
Okay.
Bethune on the stack, please.
Pardon?
Wesley Bethune on the stack, please.
Okay, yes, I have you. Next up is Sasha and then Wesley.
Well,
so go ahead, Sasha.
I think everybody has more or less said some of the things that I would say. I do think this is tricky territory. I would like to know sort of why we're being asked to address this. Arlene, is that something that is being considered and so forth? I can see here people have mentioned local problems. You know, at KPFA, we have two major slates, a one-vote divide on the board, and the other faction that I am not involved with is tied to a wing of the Democratic Party, I can see where they might want to have a show. That could be really problematic. I think how you vest an organization, whether they're okay, in quotes, or not okay for us, is also not a simple process. And sometimes it depends on who's on a particular board or who's a program director at the time or if there is a functioning program council, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I, for one, would like to know a little bit of why we're being asked to address this now to begin with.
Let Wesley talk.
And if there is any particular problem in or request or something that it's being, and I would agree, I think this would probably need a working group to sort of formulate what are all the issues and problems in this and how can we avoid stumbling into them in developing a policy here.
Okay, thank you, Stasha. That's a good point. Do you guys have shows? Sharam's here too, but at KPFA, are there shows that are sponsored by specific organizations? I mean, not sponsored, but kind of done. I mean, pretty obviously the show of that organization.
Sharam, are you there?
Yes?
I'm here. Yeah.
You'd be a better person for answering this, I think.
I can't think of any shows being organized. No, actually, we don't have anything like that, as far as I can tell.
Okay, that's very interesting. Okay, well, thanks. Okay, next on the stack is Wes Wesley.
Very good. I'll try to be very brief. But we have an hour-long news show and periodic news updates throughout the day from an organization that actually builds chains and bombs and sends people over to kill other people in other nations. It's called the BBC. They're a subgroup of the British national government, and it's our highest expense item on our programming line in our budget. It seems to me like if you were looking for a conflict of interest, there's one right there. So I just wanted to bring that point up, and whether BBC is actually, along with the spirit of Pacifica, and why are we giving an outlet money when we're starving? I'm finished.
Okay, thank you, Wesley. Okay, I guess I'll just say briefly, I'll call on myself. This is kind of a tricky issue. And probably if there's going to be a policy, there has to be a lot of case-by-case stuff, you know, whether a specific show is done well or whether it basically covers the topic of the show well or whether it's more of a promotion for the organization, that sort of thing. These questions, you know, they're sort of basic programming questions, really. And I guess If there are concerns about organizations, it should be public knowledge to the fiduciaries and national management which shows are sponsored or performed by organizations. And if people believe there are problems with it, then national management or the board could take some sort of action, just as long as they know what's going on, I think, is the main thing. I also have to say it's very interesting hearing about the shows of the different stations. I have nothing inherently, I see no inherent. I mean, if it's good radio, I think we should do it, you know, unless it causes problems for us. You know, we certainly do have good shows that come from organizations. So what I will do is
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, sure. Just let me finish.
Oh.
What I will do is type up all of these points and send them around to this group, and then we can send this on to Arlene and, you know, ask her specifically what are you looking for and why is this an issue. And I also have to say I think Jim's comment that our job is to collate this and ID possible issues but not let the PNB come up with a policy is a good idea. Okay.
If I can.
Yeah, first Jimmy. Kim and then Benito, and then we should probably go. So, Kim?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, Leslie said that Michael Thwaites is known as the spokesman for the Revolutionary Communist Party. I've never heard that on his show. It is unknown to me, and I don't, you know, I don't know which is worse, not knowing or knowing. but it's just weird that she asserts that everybody knows this, and I'm pretty, you know, on the ball, and I've never heard that, so just an interesting little...
There's always something more you can learn about our station.
Yeah.
Okay, and Benito will have the last word.
Okay, well, I think the idea of a working group might be good. We obviously got to end this call right now. But I brought the issue up because I, you know, there's a particular problem, you know, that I and the programming committee at our station needs to deal with, and so I was looking for some orientation. I thought that Arlene's point went hand in hand with that. Excuse me. I would just say that I'm not clear what you said at the end, Jamie, about the PMB versus the programming committee, but someone earlier suggested that maybe the programming committee shouldn't be about trying to develop a policy. We should push it up to the PMB, and I don't know, but it seems to me that kind of concept is contradictory to the purpose of a committee. You know, I think that on any particular board, I don't care whether we're talking about Pacifica or any other organization, you have a board, and the board has committees. The committees are functions of the board. And so it seems to me that if we are the programming committee, it is our function to come up with policies or recommendations on policies on any number of issues that we would present to the PMB for a vote. And, of course, the PMB is the one that has the authority to make the decision, but I think it's our responsibility to provide some direction with regards to that.
Here.
Okay, Benito, could I ask you one more question before we go? Could you put down in words the issue you're having with the one program that's problematic for you guys? I mean, put down in
writing. Sure.
Yeah, if you could email that to our group, that would be very helpful.
Absolutely.
That'd be fantastic. Okay, well, folks, why don't we stop here, and we'll pick it up on 9/23 on September 23rd at 8:30 Eastern Time.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this, Jamie.
Yeah, well, thank you all for your time. I think this was a good meeting. So.
Yeah, thank you all.